Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Daily Animated Tales. Remember, sharing this podcast with 10 friends or family members qualifies you for a shout-out. Today's shout-out goes to Nora. To be featured next, simply share this podcast with 10 friends. Thank you.
Hi, guys. I'm Justin. I'm 16 years old. The sun is my number one enemy. You know why? Because I'm allergic to it. I spend my life running away from sunlight. I have the most rare and dangerous type of sun allergy. I can only go outside at night. That's why I call myself the Son of Darkness. We found out about my allergy when I was 6. Until then, I didn't have any problems with the sun. We were on a picnic as a family. My sister and I were playing Frisbee after lunch. We were throwing it back and forth. We'd been playing for a while when I noticed that my arms were itching. I tried scratching them, but when I did, they started turning red and hurting a lot. I ran over to my mom to show her the redness. She thought it was just sunburn. She was surprised because we'd put on sunscreen in the morning. Stay in the shade for a while. We'll put ice on it when we get home, she said. I did as she said. I sat in the shade under a tree. But the pain was only getting worse. I couldn't take it anymore, and I started crying. That's when I realized my face was hurting as well. The salt in my tears was burning my cheeks. I ran to my mom again. She panicked when she saw me. I had developed big red blots on my face. Some of them had even turned into blisters. We went to a hospital right away. That's when we found out that it wasn't just sunburn. The doctor said that I was allergic to the sun. I was going to have to keep away from sunlight for the rest of my life. In medicine, it's called solar urticaria. They don't know what causes it. The immune system reacts to the ultraviolet rays emitted by the sun. Like all allergies, it can range from mild to severe. Like I said at the beginning, mine is the worst kind. I'm not supposed to be exposed to sunlight for even a minute. My whole life changed in an instant. I was now stuck at home all day with blackout curtains covering the windows. I could only go outside after the sun went down. It was very difficult at first, but humans adapt to everything. I was mostly sad about not being able to go to school. I stopped seeing my friends. I was still talking to some of them online, but it wasn't the same as hanging out in person. Our friendships weakened. Eventually, we stopped talking online too, so I became even more lonely. Well, you adapt to that too. In fact, you even start seeing the bright side. For example, I play guitar really well because of it. Of course, I've had a lot of time to practice. Also, thanks to my allergy, I have a really good relationship with my sister Tamara. For years, she was the only friend I had. Another important issue is education. I study at home. I'm lucky that I'm a disciplined person. I can sit and study for hours. I also take some private classes online. I just need to take exams to get my diploma. So far, everything has been going well. I think I'll even be able to get a college degree. I think college will be less problematic because there are schools that allow you to do everything online, even the exams. Eventually, I'll have to get a job that I can do from home. I have to take that into account when choosing what to study. Of course, another option is working at night. Maybe I could become a DJ at nightclubs. I just thought of that now. It's actually not a bad idea. Let me think about this a little bit. Last year, my parents prepared a wonderful surprise for me. As a birthday gift, we moved to the city we live in now. You know why this is such a great gift? Because it's a resort town. There's stuff happening almost 24 hours a day. Cafes and restaurants stay open until really late. There are always people in the streets. As someone who can only go out at night, these things are really important for me. We used to live in a small town. Shops would close at 6, and restaurants around 7 or 8. So when I'd go outside, I'd just walk around with nothing to do. Here, even at night, it's like daytime. Most importantly, I used to have pretty much zero friends. But not anymore. I have a group of friends that I meet up with 3-4 times a week. We sit around a campfire by the beach and talk until late at night.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Some nights I play the guitar and my girlfriend Betsy sings. Yes, you heard it right. I also have a girlfriend now. I had gone out with a few girls before, but they don't really count. Betsy is my first actual girlfriend. Her family has a summer house here. She spends most of her time sunbathing and swimming. When we first started hanging out, I could tell things were going to get serious. I couldn't say, "Betsy, we can only see each other at night. I can't meet you during the day. You would want to hang out with your boyfriend all the time." But my allergy would stop us from having a normal life. So I decided to keep it a secret because I was afraid of losing her. Eventually, we became boyfriend and girlfriend. We kept on seeing each other only at night. I thought she knew that something weird was going on, but she didn't say anything. We only planned to do things after sundown. We didn't even talk about meeting during the day. I was so afraid that she'd ask to do something earlier. What could I say when she asked, "Come over to our place for a swim?" I was getting so anxious just thinking about it. One night, I had a dream in which I was a vampire. And Betsy was a vampire hunter. She was hiding her true identity, waiting for an opportunity to stab me in the heart. It was a really funny dream, but it really shook me. It was wrong of me to hide such a thing from the person I loved. That night, I told her about my dream. And then about my allergy. She didn't believe me at first. She thought I was still joking about being a vampire like in the dream. She finally realized I was serious once I started talking about my isolated life. It turns out, I had been stressing about nothing. She wasn't aware of anything weird. She thought I was sleeping all day because I was out all night. And this was the reason why I wasn't going out until nighttime. She came to visit me the next day. She got really emotional when she saw the thick curtains. She teared up. "This must be so difficult. I understand it better now," she said. I showed her the house. She asked why my room had both curtains and window shades while there were only curtains in the other rooms. My sister was with us then too. She started crying when she heard Betsy's question. I held her. "It's something that happened years ago, but Tamara still gets upset about it. She was just a kid when it happened. Like I said, Tamara had been my only friend for many years. We'd play together all day. She loved hiding somewhere and scaring me. One morning, she came into my room, saw that I was still asleep, and hid behind the curtains. She tried scaring me by making weird sounds, but I was sleeping too deeply and didn't hear her. So she finally got bored and left. But as she came out from behind the curtains, she accidentally opened them. I didn't have window shades then. The sun hit my face through the gap. I ended up being exposed to it for an hour. When I woke up, my face was all red and swollen. I felt that something was off, so I touched my face and it hurt really bad. I screamed really loudly. My mom ran to my room. She called my doctor when she saw my face. The doctor arrived and tried to make me feel better. She said that I had dodged a bullet this time. Apparently, sun allergy can cause the trachea to swell, which leads to difficulties in breathing for some people. I never had such a problem, but since I was exposed to the sun for so long that morning, it was a matter of minutes until I had trouble breathing. There was even the possibility that I would never wake up. My sister still feels guilty about that day. So that's why my room now has window shades in addition to curtains. You might be wondering if I'm getting treatment. Like I said at the beginning, there are different types of sun allergies. There are some medicines that can help alleviate the symptoms, but those don't help me because my allergy is so severe. I'm very unlucky in that. I had a really good doctor where we used to live. He really wanted to help me and try different treatments. One of these was using an ultraviolet lamp in order to get my body accustomed to such rays. It's called phototherapy. It made a lot of sense to me and I got my hopes up. But nothing changed after months of treatment. So I got really depressed. I decided that I didn't want to be disappointed like that again. I resolved to plan my life to keep on living the way I do now. In the future, if they do find an advanced cure or treatment for what I have, of course I'd give it a try, but I don't think that's likely to happen. Still, you should always have some hope and be grateful for what you have. There is a genetic disorder called XP, which has been the subject of movies. It's a 1 in a million disorder. People with this condition can't go out in the sun just like me, but in their case, the sun can cause terrible things like blindness and deafness. And their average lifespan is 35. They usually die at a very young age. When you think about it, we have the same problem, not being able to go out in the sun. But there is a huge difference between us. So I think you should be grateful for what you have, as some people have it much worse. Thanks for listening to me. I hope you didn't get bored. You can find stories based on true events on this channel. If you want to get notified about new videos, subscribe now. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey everyone, I'm Otis. I became a millionaire when I was still in high school, and I made all that money myself. I made a decision. I worked really hard and was able to reach my goal. But ultimately, I ended up losing all the money I made. It all happened within a year and a half. How did I manage to get rich so quickly and then lose it all just as fast? You'll find out when you hear my story. My dad died when I was little. He had worked at a paint factory for years. He had been exposed to so many chemicals that his body couldn't take it. After that, my mom had to work two jobs to support our family. On weekdays, she worked at a flower shop and on weekends at a pizzeria. My sister and I barely saw her. She'd leave before we got up and come back after we'd gone to bed. That was the only way she could manage to pay all the bills. One morning, we woke up and Mom was home. She had a fever and a bad cough. She stayed in bed for 3 weeks. We realized during that time that if Mom couldn't work, we'd literally go hungry. We didn't have any savings for situations like these. The fridge was empty within a week, and the pantry within 2 weeks. By the third week, there was nothing left to eat. My mom still wasn't feeling great, but she had to go back to work. That's when I started thinking about money. At first, it wasn't about getting rich or anything. I wondered how I could help my mom so that at least she wouldn't have to work on weekends. If you come from a poor family, you often grow up to be poor too. My grandparents had problems with money all their lives. Sadly, poverty is passed down through generations. It's not easy to break that cycle, but I was determined to do it. I got a piece of paper and wrote, "How can I make money?" I searched the internet for hours. I wrote down everything I found. Then I began to try the ideas that made sense to me. The first thing I decided to try was pretty ridiculous. I was going to pick up money that people dropped. Initially, this seemed like a great idea because I was going to go to places where people were likely to drop their money, like vending machines. Let's say you drop a coin while you're putting money into a vending machine. What do? You casually look at the floor. If you don't see the coin right away, you reach in your pocket for another one. So I started going around to vending machines after school to see if I could find any loose change. The other place I thought I could find money was restaurant drive-thrus. You have to reach your hand out of the car window to make a payment and get change. if some change drops to the floor, few people would get out of their car to pick it up. So in addition to vending machines, I also went to drive-thrus to look for money. Did I find any? Yes, but very little. It would take me 100 years to make some decent money like this. So I decided to give up on this strategy after a week. It was a bad idea to depend on finding change on the floor. I also crossed out winning the lottery, finding oil in the backyard, and suddenly inheriting money from an unknown relative from my list of potential options. I had to find more rational ways to make money. I looked through my list again. When I was researching ways to make money, I had made a section called entrepreneurship and noted some ideas. The first one was starting a YouTube channel, then starting a website, and then making a mobile game. When I saw the next one, I stopped, finding a unique product idea. Wait a second, I actually already had such an idea. In fact, when I told people about it, they all said it would totally sell. Wanna know what this great idea is? An umbrella for dogs. I started jumping with joy. I found what I was looking for. Every time I took our dog Taco out in the rain, I always wondered, why isn't there a special umbrella for dogs? Taco would always get so wet during his walk, and then he'd make a huge mess at home when we came back. A dog umbrella would solve this problem. And on top of that, dogs wouldn't get cold from being wet. My sister had a small umbrella that she used when she was younger, so I decided to use it for my first prototype. After a lot of work, I finally did it. At first, Taco didn't like it and tried to get rid of it, but I was sure he'd love it when he saw how well it worked when it rained. I was proud of it. It looked great. More importantly, it was functional. All dog owners would want to buy this. But now there was a huge obstacle ahead. How would I be able to mass produce it? Also, people had to be able to buy it in places like supermarkets and pet shops. How could I manage that? I didn't have any money, so I needed to find an investor. But who would trust a 15-year-old with their investment? And even if they did, could I trust them? What if they stole my idea? How could I protect myself? An hour ago, I was super happy, but now I was so stressed. I started thinking, I can never do this. I got my hopes up for nothing. Here was a great opportunity, but I couldn't make it work. Then I had an idea. Only someone around my age would support me. I remembered a young entrepreneur that I saw on YouTube. What do I have to lose? I'll just DM him on Instagram, I said to myself. I trusted him, so I told him a bit about my idea and asked, would you support something like this? I gave him my phone number. He called the next day. I had unbelievable challenges when I was building my business. So I try to support good ideas as much as I can. Let's meet tomorrow and talk. I think this product has a customer base, he said. Things moved really quickly after that. I had a partner now. I felt like I was in a dream. We started working immediately. We got a professional team to help us finalize the design of the umbrella. Then we found a factory that would produce it. We started advertising on social media when we got the first umbrellas. They received a lot more attention than we anticipated. Almost every dog that was out in the rain now had one of our umbrellas. I was so proud of myself, and just as I had dreamed, I was making a lot of money. I wanted to buy a house in the best neighborhood and move there with my family. I looked at houses with a real estate agent. I found a really beautiful one. I wanted to show it to my mom before buying it, but my mom said she didn't want to move.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I can't change my life so quickly. Plus, we lived here with your dad for many years. I don't want to leave our memories behind, she said. I was so surprised. I insisted, but she wouldn't change her mind. If you want, you can live in that house. It's your right. Your sister can come and stay with you from time to time. But I have a condition. Don't drop out of school. I want you to at least graduate high school, she said. I went to the office the next day. I told my partner I was going to buy a house. He said, don't do it. He had just partnered with a new venture that was trading cryptocurrencies. Rent the house instead of buying it. You should invest that money in Bitcoin. You'll make enough money to buy 3 houses next year, he said. I trusted him, so I followed his advice. I wanted to support his new firm anyways. So I invested all my money in cryptocurrency, or Bitcoin to be precise. Our umbrellas were selling like hotcakes. I still couldn't believe how quickly my dreams had come true. But I didn't handle getting rich so quickly very well. I was still just a kid. I spent so much money on stuff I didn't need. For example, once I saw an Iron Man costume online that was the same as the one used in the movie. I didn't even look at the price and just bought it. Now I realize that costume cost as much as a luxury car. By the way, I did have 3 amazing sports cars, but I was too young to have a license, so I couldn't even drive them. That was another weird thing that I did. 3 or 4 months went by. One day, my partner called me in for a meeting. He said our sales were falling very quickly. The dog umbrella was easy to imitate, so we had a lot of competition now. Business was great when ours was the only one on the market, but not anymore. If we didn't do something, we'd go bankrupt. We immediately came up with new product ideas. For example, we made a raincoat for dogs, but it didn't sell. I really thought it would. We had thousands of raincoats that we couldn't sell, so we lost a lot of money. Around the same time that the umbrella sales plummeted, the worst thing happened. Bitcoin, which I had invested all my money in, lost a lot of value overnight. My partner said, "Don't worry, it'll go back up again." But it didn't. I lost all my money. I couldn't even pay my rent. I sold the cars and whatever I had in the house. That money lasted only 3 to 4 months. Normally, that money should have lasted me 3 or 4 years, but I had gotten used to spending a lot and couldn't stop even when I didn't have the same income anymore. When I ran out of money, I moved back to my mom's house. I only had the Iron Man costume with me because I couldn't find anyone to buy it. My mom said, "Welcome home," and hugged me. I'd been sending her money every month. It turned out that she saved it all because she kept on working. "This money is for college for you and your sister. You proved yourself once. When you finish school, I'm sure you'll be successful again. In fact, you'll be even more successful because you'll have learned from your mistakes," she said, making me feel better. You might find it weird, but I wasn't so sad after losing all my money. Now I understand why. My life had changed so quickly. When I was rich, it all felt like a dream. So when I lost it all, it still felt like it was a dream. Since it was all like a dream, it didn't make sense to be upset. Thanks for listening to my story. If you like stories based on real life, you can subscribe to this channel now. Bye.
Z
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.